This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
There are some strange cultures that exist.
Oh, yeah.
And when I say culture, I mean like people that are brought together by hobbies they have.
Yeah. Interests.
Yeah. One of them was brought to the forefront here on the show about 2 weeks ago.
Mm.
And it has one man not only upset, but taking all kinds of shots at the guys who live to do burnouts. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. WCMF, and about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, buddy.
We told you a story from Wayne County. Early on a Friday morning, police observed a 23-year-old man doing burnouts and speeding in the town of Palmyra. The man was stopped by police just before 1:30 in the morning. Now, he's already in trouble for speeding and burnouts.
Yeah.
But that wasn't the biggest issue, Tommy.
No.
After an investigation, police say the 23-year-old was operating his car under the influence. They say he had a BAC of .12, arrested, charged with DWI.
Alcohol-fueled burnouts.
Which would be a movie I would watch.
Oh, who wouldn't?
So at the same time this was happening, police in Leroy put up a post on Facebook.
What did he say?
Warning people doing burnouts on public roads that what they were doing was illegal. And they were taking pictures of the skin marks they had found and posting them.
This ain't burnout town, son.
And they had informed all of us that there's actually a legal event in that area you could go do burnout.
Burnfest.
Now, initially, we discussed, Tommy, how stupid you would have to be while drunk to attempt burnouts on a public road. But phone calls push that conversation into a different lane.
Yeah.
A drift, if you will.
Yeah.
Folks started calling the show, men, grown-ass adult men, talking about how cool burnouts are. Burnouts are so cool.
The ultimate burnout.
And they talked about how much they love to do burnouts.
Yeah.
And they discussed several scheduled events where guys take their cars just to do legal burnouts. And it seemed to Tommy that burnout culture still alive and well.
Yeah.
Well, turns out, one man did not want to hear that because he says, if you are someone who lives in this world, participates in these things, it says a lot about you.
Yeah, buddy.
None of it is good.
Oh.
Actual physical letters sent through the mail telling us we suck, hating on you burnout freaks. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
I was dismayed to hear how many people called into the break room to talk about how much they love to do burnouts with their cars. To the people who do this as a hobby, I have one thing to say to you. You are trash. Nothing says I'm trash more than an adult spinning his tires and speeding his car in a circle. What is it for? Do you think anybody's impressed? Only other dumb people who like smoke and loud noises. I also am bothered that no one brought up how dangerous it can be. Every guy who does this thinks they're an expert until they lose control of their car and smash into a pole or a light or a car or, at worst, a human being. Get a real hobby. If you like cars, actually learn how to work on them. If you're out doing burnouts, it tells me you don't actually understand how they work and you're not smart enough to fix them. If you were, you wouldn't be doing damage to something so expensive and special. Sincerely, Dave.
Oh, Dave is fired up.
Quite a hot take from a dude. Well, about burnouts.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I would expect like women
to think burnouts are stupid and dangerous. I wouldn't think that take from a dude.
Okay.
Because all dudes will watch a burnout.
Oh, not Dave.
Dave's the one guy who's going to stand over with the ladies and just fold his arms and roll his eyes.
So you're saying you're a puss if you don't like burnouts. That's what you're telling me.
Yeah, that's we live in burnout nation.
Okay, when's the last time you did a burnout?
Well, I never had a car that could do a burnout.
Okay, so shut up.
But I appreciate
it. That makes you a bitch-ass, puss-ass bitch.
I can't sing, but I can appreciate a good song. And I love burnouts.
Okay. You don't love... When's the last time you watched a burnout?
Our boy did one right out front here one day when he came to visit.
Bro, that was like 15 years ago.
But that was still a burnout. And by the way, it was a quality burnout.
Quality burnout. That's how you know you're lame. He's doing a quality burnout.
He did it just the right length of time.
All
right.
Dave says in this letter, if you do burnouts, he knows you're trash. That is what he said. Do we agree with Dave's letter? 252-WCMF. 252-9263. Kimmy?
Yeah.
Are guys who do burnouts trash?
No, I don't see it as a trashy thing. I see it as a young person thing. I feel like as an adult, you know better. You don't want to ruin your car. You don't want to, you know the consequences of your actions.
Oh, no, wait. We took a bunch of calls from grown-ass men.
Guys that own the old school hot rods and stuff like that. Yeah.
All right, so let me ask you this then.
Yeah.
If a guy's over 40 and he does burnouts.
I think you have to have the right car for it.
Well, yeah, because Tommy didn't have one, so I can't do burnout.
Like, if it's a car you
Tommy
can
doesn't
show
like to make
off.
Toys. Yeah, sorry.
If it's a car you can show off, do all the burnouts.
But
you
don't care. But
if you're driving around a clunker and you're like, check out this burnout, and then you're going like 30 miles an hour down the
road. Turns out you're just burning oil.
Not as cool.
All right, so the number being 252-WCMF, 252-9263. By the way, we are having problems with our live stream if you're trying to watch. I think I fixed it. We'll see what happens. Who knows? Dave asks an interesting question.
What's that?
Who are you trying to impress with your burnouts? And I ask this to the folks that are part of what we're now calling
Burnout Nation.
Burnout Nation.
That's the thing.
Bro, we would sell so many t-shirts.
You ain't kidding. But that's an American invention.
Burnouts?
Yes. We started the burnout.
Are we sure?
There's a picture of General Patton doing a burnout in a Sherman tank rolling up to Hitler's house. And Hitler is pissed. He's in a bathrobe. He's screaming at Patton. Patton gets out and punches him in the face.
I don't remember reading that.
No, it's in there. You got to go back chapter.
Well, I read
it's called Patton's Burnouts.
I read that whole thing. It was like 500 pages.
Where'd you get the book?
Like Walmart?
No, it's not. It's not a quality history book.
Are ladies into burnouts?
No, they hate them.
Well, no, but like Dave asked, who's going to impress?
I think it's more about the car than the burnout.
It's an extension of our penis, which they also hate.
Okay, no, but here's the thing, Kimmy. If it's about the car, you can line the cars up, and I can look at the car, right? If it was about the car, you can just look at the car.
That's what I'm saying. Like, burnouts, cool. Okay. I don't know.
Okay. It shows
now it stinks.
So ladies don't like burnouts. LL, no B.
Yeah, I don't see it as a skill. Like, anybody can do a burnout.
It's a little bit of skill to it.
All right.
What?
You got to control the vehicle.
The car's doing all the work.
You got to get the smoke right.
Okay.
You got to get the smoke right.
You got to get the smoke out the tires, or it ain't cool.
Okay, here's what it is. I don't know the difference between a good burnout and a bad burnout. It all looks the same to me. All
right. We got a ton of angry burnout nation writing us, and I'm going to start here because, again, it's the greatest name of all time. You can get us on Instagram, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way. Jesse Ray Pragel writes, that's the dumbest shiznit I've ever heard. Burnouts are a lifestyle. That comes from Jesse Ray Pragel on Instagram. All right, but look.
By the way, your neighbors hate you.
For the burnouts?
Yes.
Unless your neighbors are also cool. No, but if Kimmy's right and women hate burnouts, then it's just...
We don't hate them. I'm just not impressed by them.
All right, so it ain't doing it for you.
Like, go for it. Do what you want. I just, I don't really see you as cooler for having done a burnout.
Okay, but that means then you're just trying to impress a bunch of dudes. It's a dong measuring kind.
It is.
Kind of.
Okay.
They're the ones who are going to appreciate it.
Like, as a kid, like a little kid, when you saw an adult do one, it was like the coolest thing ever.
Well, yeah, because you're like 7.
Yeah, but it was like...
I also watch this. Wow, it's not my thumb.
But I had a buddy whose dad had a really nice Herschel 442.
Okay.
So, badass car, and he had the coolest name of any kid in school. Brent Martini.
That is a great
name. That is a good name.
Look, it's no Jesse Ray Pragel.
No, but cool, slick name. Old man had the Oldsmobile, and he did a burnout for us. And like we were like in awe of his dad. His dad was like the coolest guy in the world. He also chain smoked while he was doing it.
This is a man in his 60s recalling a burnout he saw when he was 8.
Yeah. Yeah. A Jersey burnout, which is one of the top burnouts.
Bro, I would go buy tickets to an arena football league team called the Jersey burnout.
Does it also matter who's doing the burnout to you in terms of how cool it is? Because, like, let's say Moose down the hall. he came running in here like, guys, come on. I'm gonna check me out. I'm going to do a burnout for all our coworkers to see. Is that cool to you guys?
No.
Wait, you just said burnouts are cool.
I know.
According to you,
burnouts are cool.
You just said that.
Yep.
Moose could never be a member of Burnout Nation.
You can?
Yes.
Look at what you're wearing today. You have your summer jeans on.
But I appreciate a good burnout.
Those aren't burnout shoes.
Ooh. Ooh. You going to take that?
I think he agrees.
I go probably with the shoes. But, you know, Moose is, you know, a soft boy.
Bro, you are the softest of soft boys.
I understand. That's why I sit on the sideline. Like, Moose can join me in watching the burnout.
Okay.
I don't think Moose will draw a big burnout crowd with his little popcorn fart of a burnout.
Popcorn fart of a burnout lets me know you are not part of Burnout Nation, son. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Hate mail of the week. Guy named Dave writes us a letter coming off our burnout discussion involving two different police departments last week. He says burnouts are not cool. If you do burnouts, you are trash.
Trash. Trash boy.
So we got more Instagram messages coming in. Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. Dave's the kind of guy that builds a nice race car but is too scared to give her some ketchup. I do think if there is a decent point by Dave.
What's that?
It may be the damage you are potentially doing to the car with the burnout.
Oh, then you sound like every mom.
Well, no, but hear me. I'm not talking mom. I'm talking money.
Money, buddy.
Yeah.
Car culture spends a fortune and a bunch of time to make those things look nice, perform well, impress. There are guys that put, like, ropes around their cars during cruise night.
Yeah.
You're not worried you're going to blow something under the hood or smash that thing into a light pole with a little mistake?
Yeah.
I mean, if that were to happen, it's also going to happen in front of a bunch of people who go, oh!
But the risk is part of the coolness.
Yeah, but if you can't afford rent because you decided to do a burnout one day.
I mean, bro, you would have to feel, if you spent all that money and took such good care of that car, which is a difficult thing to do, right? Like, it's amazing you guys that have the ability to work on these cars and soup them up. If I have any chance of putting that thing into a pole or a wall or another car, no thank you.
But if you spend all that money, you put a set of slicks on it, you're going to want to test those tires out, man. That's why you jacked up the back end of the car for a reason.
Okay.
You made it look cool.
Is there an amount of burnouts where it's no longer cool? Like if
you've
watched that
burn
guy,
out on burnouts.
If you watch that guy do burnouts like every single time you see him,
not according to Tommy, there's no bad spot for a burnout.
I don't think I've ever witnessed that. Like the daily
burnout of burnouts.
I mean that's how you know that guy's cool. That guy's the president of Burnout Asia.
Yes.
We'll get to the phones in a sec. Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF. He's looking for a compromise.
Okay.
All right. He says burnouts in the proper places.
No, because then that's not cool.
Tracks and specific events for it. Burnouts on public streets are trashy. Dave's just probably mad he can't do a burnout in his hand-me-down 95 Chevy Cavalier. How you like that?
Ooh.
Let's talk to, you know this guy, loves burnout.
All right.
In fact, the way he talks like this, from inhaling nothing but burnout smoke.
Oh.
Ben's on CMF. Hey, Ben, how are you, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Good to hear from you, buddy.
I don't know. I think anybody can enjoy a burnout because it's like it goes back to your childhood of just having good times. And also, I think the person that enjoys the burnouts is also the person that when a tractor trailer goes by, they do the, you know, the horn.
Well, thing. I thought everybody does that. You pull the horn.
Oh, I thought you did this.
Yeah, dude. Also, as a truck driver, nothing brings me more joy in the day then if I see a kid, or I don't even care if you're 40. If you want me to do that, that makes my day.
Yeah, but you know what the weird thing is? What's he that? Doesn't have a horn attached to his
no,
truck.
So what does he do?
Well, you tell me. Great call, Ben. Have a good rest of the day, buddy. There goes Ben.
In that first episode of Hard Knocks, it shows Deion Dawkins
doing the
burnouts in that like the park, the area. I don't know what you call it.
The area.
Are sanctioned burnouts as cool as Rogue Street burnouts?
Yeah. Well, no, that's where everyone went to that festival last weekend that we got invited to, and that's where they do government-sanctioned, legal burnout.
It takes a rebel out of the burnout.
You're too scared to go to that event. What if they make fun of my shirt?
Takes the rebel out of the burnout.
It does, though. You know I'm right.
Rebel burnout.
It's like your mom saying, all right, you could do that over here for a little while, but I want to watch.
By the way,
make sure you're okay. It just sucks all the fun out.
More Instagram messages coming. John writes us, Duffy on WCMF, the easiest way to get us. When I was in Iraq, I was able to get the tracks on my Bradley to spin in the dirt, thereby doing a burnout in combat. I win.
Combat burnout.
Combat burnout, baby. USA! USA! If this discussion proves one thing,
what's that?
It is how different men and women are when it comes to entertainment.
Oh, yeah.
Because when your wife or girlfriend wants to have a fun night with her friends, there could be a flight somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It could just be a night, but you need wine, charcuterie board, maybe a game.
It's a lot of involvement.
They're going to dress up. There are multiple things women need to be entertained.
Yeah.
For guys, make them tires, make some noises.
All we need are farts and burnouts.
That's the t-shirt.
That's the sports bar.
Farts and burnouts.
It's going to be a smelly place.
It already is.
Dude, two kinds of smoke, too.
Yeah, buddy.
All right, look, I mean, if you're going to, we are not encouraging burnouts.
No.
Except Tommy is absolutely encouraging burnouts the whole time. Do your burnouts responsibly.
Yes.
Make sure you ask your wife
mm-hmm.
before you go out and do burnouts in the front.
Yes.
Be safe, because we can't afford to lose any of your listeners.
No,
nope.
Both of you.
Everyone from Burnout Nation comes home alive.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
A massive mistake by the state of New York that was going to affect hundreds of business owners that did nothing wrong.
Mm.
And the worst part, there is not a way to fix this where everyone is going to be happy.
Okay.
Well, Tommy, it looks like for now
there
is a solution. But this does feel like one of those things that isn't over. Because if folks didn't know about this law before, they definitely know now.
Okay.
And they're well aware that this law is going to be broken.
Mm.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. About 2 weeks ago, We found out that over 150 legal cannabis shops, ones that were open, approved by the state.
So they got their license, their permits, they're good to go.
You can operate in this area. Have fun.
Yeah.
Over 150 of those legal cannabis shops were in violation of a state law. And you are not allowed, fun fact, to open a cannabis dispensary within 200 feet of a place of worship or 500 feet of a school.
Mm.
But these shops were. The ass kicker, however, wasn't their fault.
Yeah.
It was all the state of New York's fault. The state, in getting ready to open up these shops, measured wrong how far the dispensaries were from the schools and the churches. And it created, Tommy, a major problem.
Yeah.
Now, a lot of these places were already open and operating.
Yeah.
And by the letter of the law, these dispensaries had to be shut down immediately. But like we said, they did everything right.
Yeah.
The state made the mistake. And like we talked about 2 weeks ago, it's not like you can pick up your dispensary and move it 300 feet to the left.
Right.
Well, now
we
know what is going to happen.
So how are they going to fix it?
All right. So about 100 dispensaries have already been opened too close to schools and churches.
Mm.
Those dispensaries get to stay where they are.
Okay.
Two of them are in our area.
Like forever or just until they figure things out?
It sounds like forever.
Okay.
It
so they're like, kind of like, it's kind of like that grandfathered in situation.
You got it.
It's right next to the confessional.
It is what it is right now.
Yeah, well, I can't tell if it's incense from the church or incense from.
Okay.
So here's the thing.
Yeah. Good news for them.
So 100 dispensaries already open. They get to stay where they are. However.
How many are left?
The rest of them, I think there is just over like 50.
Yeah.
They have yet to open for business.
Oh, okay.
But they have their license approved.
So they probably have spent a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
Getting to this point.
Yes, yeah. And they probably have leases or bought buildings and
equipment, everything.
Those dispensaries
will
now have to wait to open and find a new place.
So those people can go broke.
So the state thought of that.
Yeah.
And they now have a $15 million fund.
A budget.
Yes, to help these companies, these dispensaries, pay off leases and mortgages to allow them to move.
Okay.
And it says each of these dispensaries will be entitled up to $250,000 to help them do it.
Damn.
Does that solution work for you guys?
It works for me, but it has to piss off every business owner in this state.
Why is that?
Because, where's my check? I've been doing it by the book for 50 years. Cut me a goddamn half a million.
Well, it's not like they're cutting them a $250,000 check to go play with.
I understand, right. But you know how people be.
Yeah.
People do be.
People be, and they want their goddamn money.
All right, the phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Was this the best way you could have handled this bad situation? Is there a better way, Kimmy?
I mean, you're giving these businesses an opportunity to make a change. You're helping them do it. Right. I mean, I think you got to help them in some way because they're in the situation because of you.
Do the folks that are getting the money have a right to still be upset? The dispensaries?
I guess I do. I also wonder how much that helps. I don't know if they're still going to need a bunch of money to do what they're trying to do to move.
It's a good
to change
question.
Plans. I don't know how much that's going to cost them overall. So I don't even know how much that money helps.
No, I mean, you're right. Like, we know that homes are ridiculous. Like, what about commercial properties? Like, can you find a commercial? If you bought a property.
And you owe. If you owe money on that property.
Will $250,000 cover it? Can you break? I mean, I'm sure you could break a lease for $250,000.
Yeah, I hope so.
I mean, depending on where you are.
I don't know. I built my company 50 years ago. I never got a check from anybody.
And he was going to law school.
I was going to law school. And I built my own house.
Okay, so there is a problem still here that I think we're not going to see until a little while down the road.
What's that?
Now, it is very possible, had the state not come out 2 weeks ago and said anything, no one would have known that any of these 150-some-odd dispensaries were too close to churches or schools, right? But using the two dispensaries that are too close operating right now, here in town as an example, parents now know. The state shined a light on it. And if those parents want to make this a problem, now they have the information to do so.
I mean, they do.
The state admitted it.
Right.
What happens if a parent or two wants to take the state to court because these dispensaries are violating the law?
So they're going
to
sue, basically.
I mean, what happens? They clearly broke their own law.
So you go to court and fight it out?
And I get that here in the room, it's no big deal to us, right? A couple feet here or there, what's the difference? But, I mean, these laws do exist for a reason.
It's true.
It feels like the smart thing to do would have just been to keep your mouth shut
when you
figured it out.
Right.
Because if somebody else on the outside figured it out, okay, you got to address it.
Yeah.
But that's not
maybe
how
they did.
I didn't see that story. I didn't see a woman shaking her fist on
Spencer. They're coming, bro.
But it could be the dispensaries.
Lady Fist is showing up.
Obviously, they knew.
Okay, well, no, but they didn't.
No, I'm saying, but they would have eventually known about the situation and what was going to happen.
Well, no, because if the state, I mean, so here's the funniest part of this story.
What's that?
Again, 252 WCMF, after we find out 2 weeks ago that the state allowed marijuana dispensaries to open it too close to churches and schools, 150 some odd, the ones that are already open will be allowed to stay where they are.
Okay.
I guess they're adjusting the law. That's how it's going to be. The ones that have yet to open but have their licenses are being put on pause. They can't open yet.
Yeah.
The state is going to offer up to $250,000 per dispensary until the funds run out to give them assistance to get out of leases and mortgages so they can move to a legal spot. We know how this mistake happened, though.
We know how?
Yes, we were told how they made this mistake, the state. The state thought that the distance of 200 feet or 500 feet was measured door to door. It turns out...
Building to building.
Property line to property line.
Oh, okay.
But this is their law. They wrote it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they didn't understand their own law?
So
how are we dumber than Mississippi?
All right, here's the thing. Here's where I have a little bit of sympathy.
Huh.
It's a stupid oversight, but it's also an oversight that anyone listening could make at work, being afraid to ask a question or thinking you have it under control. Like there is,
but you can look it up.
It's a Monday detail, though. Like if you don't even think about it,
right.
There is someone in Albany that is just some guy who is doing his job like the rest of us. And he accidentally made a $15 million mistake.
You mean Tony some guy?
He's out there doing burnouts instead of checklists.
Yeah, because you could have a small store on a really large property and think, well, I'm so far away from the next place over. Like that, I could see how that would, in your head, it makes sense. Like I'm still pretty far from a school or church.
Yeah, I get it. I get why you would make the mistake. What makes this even funnier is...
Yeah.
You know, if it's property line instead of door to door, we could be talking a difference of 15, 20 feet.
Probably.
That's going to cost someone potentially $250,000 because of one little oversight. I don't know, man. Like, I am worried about this when moms or people in a certain
it's gonna happen,
type
man.
Of church take them to
They're
court.
They're coming.
And let's say the court says, no, you broke the law. We got to move it. What do you do then?
And then you're going to have to just... Shut down, which sucks.
I don't know why, but I assume that a lot of the oversight happened between these places and churches more than these places and schools, because the school thing seems like it would just be so obvious.
But property line to property line?
Yeah, I don't know. Like I would think that, I mean, at least the places I'm thinking of, and I know it's only in a few places here, but they're nowhere near schools. So I would think that maybe it has to do more with churches. Then,
and your church don't draw like kids are.
Church don't draw.
You know, church is down, bro. Church down.
Because we even talk about how like there could be churches in office buildings and things, and maybe that wasn't as obvious to people.
Well, like that guy called us 2 weeks ago. You know, what's a church these days anyway? Huh? Real churches, he said. You know, that's fine, but the other churches. We got a ton of Instagram messages coming in. Duffy and WCMF. The easiest way to get it. Okay.
Whatever.
We always like to remind people when we talk about legal cannabis that 4 in 10 New Yorkers still don't agree with legal cannabis. I mean, that's a lot of people. For example, Nick writes us on Instagram, Duffy and WCMF, the easiest way to get us. The dispensaries, some of them anyway, got their licenses probably through shaky channels.
Oh, and shaky channels?
Still
channels?
Not legitimate.
Did we work with him?
Shaky channels? Yeah. He used to open for Soupy Pockets. Meaning they didn't spend as much now and can back out entirely and take the state's money and walk away rich as hell. Nick, what are you talking about?
That's just stuff he's just making up in his head.
Like,
now.
I mean, like if there's
shaky
one.
Shaky channels.
But he's not the only one.
All right.
Hachiroku writes us.
What did he say?
Why would dispensaries want to be that close to churches and especially schools in the first place? Sounds sketchy to me. Man! I added my own man. He did not put man at the end of that. I mean, these are legitimate businesses.
Yes, man. They want to make money and do it right.
And they were doing it then.
Yeah.
I mean,
they followed the state's rules.
I ask this sincerely. If we were talking about, because the same rules exist for bars.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. There are similar rules that exist for bars. Mm-hmm. If they had made the same mistake, would you feel that way about a bar owner?
Yeah.
restaurant owner who serves alcohol?
Right.
A gas station that sells beer? You beer? A liquor store? I mean, liquor store does seem to be still villainized by some people.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would think they'd want to be as far away from schools as possible just so they don't have to deal with kids trying to, you know, walk in all the time.
The young me's.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Not that it can't happen, but it's probably going to happen more if it's within walking distance of a school.
Well, I mean, just think about what those licenses cost. And we're not talking about these bodega selling illegally.
No, you're talking about legit shaky channels.
legit dispensary.
Baby.
The money that you spent on the license.
Bro.
Right? The money that you have in inventory that would be taken away from you if this mistake
And you can't get it back.
I mean, it's done. It's over.
Yeah.
Why would you want to risk that?
They don't.
Okay.
Come on. Come on, Pat.
Nissa writes us on Instagram, why don't we take the dispensaries and push them somewhere else? I mean, that's the problem. What do? You can't pick
where? Up. Where? And is there a need for it? Am I going to be on a street where I don't have any customers?
I do feel like the good thing for these dispensary owners is they'll find you. Like, you don't – maybe it comes to a point where
– but can I hold out till they find me?
I mean, I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I mean, some of these places are tucked away and they are quite popular. So maybe it gets to a point where enough dispensaries open where you're right where you are matters, but right now that doesn't seem to be a thing.
Okay.
So, all right. So we sit and we wait for the first mom to show up on the news.
Oh, she coming. She's working on that sign right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Not going to stand for this.
What happened?
I'm telling you, man. People are going to be furious, even if it's just a couple of cents.
Oh, really?
Because this has been this much money forever. You don't remember a time where this wasn't this much money. The entire business model of this product was insulting other products for raising their price when they never have.
So it finally caught up with them.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Speaking of your mouth.
Yeah.
Let's say you want to cool it down with something refreshing.
Oh, nice. What do I get?
Well, you can run into the gas station real quick, buy yourself an Arizona iced tea.
Oh, yeah. They're still around.
The big-ass cans.
Yeah.
See those everywhere.
And not only are they delicious, best part about it.
Made in Brooklyn.
No. 99 cents.
Thank you. Kimmy nailed it.
Says it right on the can. Yeah.
Every can. Big-ass 99 cents. An Arizona iced tea leans hard into the fact that they are only 99 cents.
That's a lot of tea for 99 cents.
It's too much tea.
Yeah.
Too much tea for 99 cents. Makes me suspicious what you guys are doing over there. That being said, yeah. Arizona leans in so hard that every time there is a story on social media where a company is announcing the raising of prices.
Yeah, they jump on it.
They will screenshot it and then put their product and say, still only 99 cents. That is potentially until now.
What happened now?
The owner of Arizona Iced Tea.
Mr. A?
Says within the next few months, they may have to raise the price for the first time since 1997.
Oh, my God.
And they are blaming
the
tariffs affecting aluminum.
Oh, okay. The can.
Yes, it's not even the cost of the tea.
They're getting it right in the can.
They got it right in the can, which is why Tommy immediately applied to work at Arizona Iced Tea out of Brooklyn. I'm shaken by this.
Yeah.
I don't even drink Arizona Iced Tea.
I don't either,
tea,
man.
But they're, okay, why are you making a face like it's not good enough for you?
I don't get why people would spend money on tea.
It's iced tea. It's not tea.
It's just tea just doesn't do it for me. I get upset when I see people ordering tea.
You look like you drink tea. You have a very I drink tea because I'm better than you kind of look.
How is that? At all.
You look like you're holding a teapot right now.
He looks like a teapot right now. Kimmy, do you drink Arizona Iced Tea?
No, but I used to as a teenager. Like, that was big, like, grocery or convenience store purchase for me.
All right, who is the key demographic right now for Arizona Iced Tea?
You think it's young people?
Is it young people? Because I've never seen my daughters grabbing Arizona Iced
Really?
Tea. They're still wildly successful, right? They're
and
still
it's cheap.
In 99 cents. So, like, is it like,
so like a road trip kind of drink? You're going to grab it when you're on the road?
But they're also huge.
Yeah.
It's a lot of commitment to a drink.
Look at you. I can't. My prostate can't hold that much liquid underneath my bladder.
I never understood drinking a large beverage that doesn't get you anywhere.
What are you talking about?
Like, I get like a big, like a 40-ounce brew something, big Foster's
beer
can.
You don't drink
can.
Big drinks that don't have alcohol in them?
No, but I don't get like, hands. You're just going to sit there and suck all this tea down.
Well, if you like
some
the
people
taste
like tea.
Of the tea,
yeah.
Why would you not drink the tea?
Drink the tea. Go ahead. Get all tea. Do your tea.
Do your tea. Okay. So, like, you guys that work outside, right? Construction, labor and stuff, whatever.
Yeah.
I see a lot of you guys with energy drinks in your hands. Are you guys the ones keeping the Arizona Iced Tea Company afloat? Because that does seem like it would be something refreshing in the middle of a hot, busted-ass day.
Okay.
Again, I'm not a tea guy like you.
I don't know.
Kimmy, would this be the end of the last thing that still cost what it cost when we were kids? Because when we were kids, Arizona Iced Tea was 99 cents.
Sure.
Is there
draw.
Is there anything left?
How could they? With the cost of everything going up, you would be out of business.
But you would have thought Arizona would have gone up. They never went up. Is there anything else that is the exact same 252 WCMF price 97 to today?
What's a Slurpee cost?
It's more than what it was. I mean, it's not ridiculous.
Oh, okay. I thought those were still pretty cheap.
They are, but you used to be able to get a Slurpee for like 39 cents. 39 cents.
Yeah.
Slurpee, little one.
Like, the only thing I can think of that stayed the same with us was bananas. We still can't figure that out.
Yeah, you're right. No, you're right. The price of bananas are exactly the same. But okay, let's use the gas station. Mm. If I walk into a gas station and I have the exact same amount of money I had when I would have been 12, 11 or 12, that I have right now, what can I purchase with that outside of an Arizona
Iced candy
tea?
Bars, right?
Candy bars have gone up.
They've gone up a little bit, but... Still,
I'm thinking
buy one.
It's got to be one of them gross ass snacks that nobody really likes much.
What are you thinking?
Corn nuts. Like those things are. Those things are like eating roofing nails.
They look like
teeth.
Southern people's baby toes.
Yeah, they look like teeth.
Do they still sell corn nuts?
If they did, they cannot raise their price because they'd be out of business. Because it's not a great snack.
What's the brand of chips that says 99 cents on it?
Oh,
that's
they're
Sun
not
chips?
Great, but
no,
it
Sun
is a,
chips are premium
no,
chips,
no, yeah,
bro.
Those are
don't
those
even
are,
bring your Sun chip.
Up.
You don't know what you're talking
sun
about.
Sun chips are in that weird bag.
Yeah, they're good. I love Sun chips.
Those are always a little more expensive.
Those are premium chips, bro.
They're not premium.
They are premium
what
chips.
What I'm talking about, I think it's just straight potato chips. Like maybe there are a few flavors, but it was a bigger bag for 99 cents,
like
and
Lays?
I don't know if it's still 99
no,
cents.
No, you idiot. Oh, my God.
No, this is like off-brand, gas station brand.
Kimmy, are you talking chips. About are you talking about Fabergé eggs the chips like could you name more expensive chips you can't name more Sun chips Lay's bald eagle head chips
I said corn nuts I think that was a pretty good call
okay Kimmy can you Google what a bag of corn nuts cost today
have you ever had corn nuts
no
no
you've never had corn nuts
nope
There are two things I will never try.
What's that?
Because they look old.
$2.
And $2 for
a bag of corn nuts.
That's got to be more expensive than 97.
All right.
Okay, let's see if the internet has the answer.
Yes, that editor.
What did corn nuts cost in 1997? I will never try corn nuts because they gross me out.
And the dentist.
I will also never try a circus peanut.
What?
The big pink circus peanut.
I always wanted to like those as a kid, yeah. And they were always gross.
Those things you put like when you're packing away things, you don't want them to chip.
Yes.
It's packing foam.
So Wegmans has started putting in some stores a container of circus peanuts as an impulse buy at the checkout.
Why?
Like in the aisle. I don't know. Who still eats these damn things?
They're disgusting. Horrible.
Yes.
But it's foam.
But they also cost like $5 for the package. And I'm thinking, not only are these gross, I'm going to drop a fin on an impulse.
I don't know if that does to my insides when it like, goes in there and like expands.
That's how you get clowns. It works its way from the inside out, and then you get clowns. You got terminal clowns.
So I got to go to the doctor and get a clownoscopy? Not that bad. Not that bad, bro.
If the punchline is clownoscopy,
clownoscopy,
yeah, it's bad.
It's not that bad.
You want this punchline? Let me F it up for you. It's still pretty good, though.
It's dinged up, but it's not bad.
2-5-WCMF. The owner of Arizona Iced Tea, which has been 99 cents since 1997, something they take a lot of pride in, announced this week that they may have to raise the price, and they are blaming the tariffs affecting the price of aluminum, not even the tea. But when it comes in, Kimmy, do we know what corn nuts cost in 1997?
I'm seeing not so much 1997, but in the 1990s, a small bag of corn nuts typically cost between 50 cents to a dollar, but that obviously varied based on
doubled.
The store.
Okay, yeah. No, it could have quintupled if it was 50 cents.
Oh, true.
That's four.
Yeah.
Clownosopy.
Four tuples.
Clownosopy. Clownosopy. You know, we had asked who the demographic for
Arizona Iced Tea.
Yeah. Coffee Villain writes us, as a town highway worker, I love the Arizona Herbal Tonic. Has the energy. Also, wasn't loaded with all the bad stuff like the bigger energy drinks companies have in them. I think he just tricked me, bless you, into reading an ad for Arizona Iced Tea.
I do think some people see it as a healthier option.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's got sugar.
I think it's they just see tea.
It's got teeth, don't he?
Tea and assume like, well, it's got to be better than the energy drinks.
Okay.
So I don't, maybe that's the logic.
Dave writes us his theory. Poor people are the demographic. Good job, Dave. Thank you. As we ask about what has not gotten more expensive, Peyton might have hit it. Costco hot dogs have not gone up in price in like 30 years.
Wait, are you talking about the ones they serve you?
The ones they will sell you hot in the store.
Yep.
Their big hook is, what is it, $1.50 for a hot dog and a drink?
Yeah, but I thought that just went up recently, or was that something else?
They were threatening to get it up, and the owner of Costco told the guy with the idea, I will punch you in the face. That's a literal thing that happened.
Oh, wow.
If you raise the price of the hot dog and drink, I will punch you in the face.
It's a nice little draw when you're shopping.
It is. Yes.
Yes.
It's almost worth, like, in all seriousness.
Well,
like,
my parents lived off of that stuff on the weekends.
But, like,
hot dog and a soda.
That's what that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm trying to help everybody. No, like, you can offset the cost of your Costco membership by eating lunch every time you go to Costco with the hot dog and the drink.
And plus, you also hit all the samples.
Well, yeah, I'm not. Yeah.
Can get stuffed.
I'm not made of stone. James says Andy Capp's hot fries still 99 cents.
Oh,
those little hot fry bags.
How is Andy Capp still a mascot?
Again,
why? He's a wife beating drunk. Why not attach it to a snack for children?
All of the cartoons, he beats his
wife. Yes.
Enjoy his
He's a wife beating, and he's a drunk on the couch. He wakes up, punches his wife, and goes back to bed. That was a cartoon in the newspaper.
And it's still selling shit.
Yeah.
What is wrong with people? And Kimmy, Chris helping us out.
Yeah.
The chip brand you were thinking
of.
Utz Chips.
Utz.
U-T-Z.
That sounds... I've never heard of Utz.
Utz. Really? Well, yeah, because you don't eat snacks, you bitch.
I did it one time.
I eat snacks, but I don't eat snacks anymore. Also, are they chips? Or are Utz like one of those like potato flavored snacks?
Chips of something?
They have different versions. Yeah.
All right. Well, I guess if you love your Arizona iced tea,
yeah.
Based on what the owner of the company is saying,
with some Utz.
Go buy it now and load up.
Yeah.
So you're not paying the $1.02 that it could end up being.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.